Bill, I guess, first off, let's talk a bit about the national milk proposal now being introduced in Congress. You guys are on board. Kind of a surprise.
Well, this wasn't a decision we came to flippantly all of a sudden. We've had our producers engaged in discussions for the last several years. Our state dairy committee has spent countless hours debating the benefits or the lack thereof in National Milk's proposal. And so when we saw the changes from the draft discussion legislation to what we now have on the table, that just kind of tipped the scales for us. There's enough modifications and changes there that, you know what, it's time. The worst case scenario for the dairy industry would be that we miss this opportunity to make these significant changes and then revert back to the way it is, another 2009, possibly.
What swayed it for you? Was it that the supply management part of it became optional?
That was a big piece of it. Another big piece is that they removed a lot of the federal order reform requirements and put sideboards on that discussion, and then directing the Secretary of Ag to hold hearings to get more input and seek out producers' feelings on that. Those are the two big key things.
Dave, now you mentioned you're on the national, the American Farm Bureau Dairy Committee. What's the feelings? I mean, what we feel in the upper Midwest sometimes differs greatly from what the rest of the country is feeling.
Yeah, but I think some of the main proponents of the Foundation for the Future was looked at by that committee, and we looked at it and thought there were some positives in it. Obviously, when it went out to the nation and they had some broad perspective of what was wrong with it, they changed that, and Colin Peterson brought different things in, back to it, and it looks better that the way it is right now. So I think if we have a committee that would look at that from the AFBF side, it would be positive because of the things that they talked to National Milk about and what they would like to be seen changed. And it's got good scoring by CBO, so it's going to be a positive for saving the country money in the dairy policy reform, and that would be a positive.
The big question right now has to be, what's the super committee going to do?
That's a big question, and I have no idea what they will be doing. So we're just going to have to wait and see if they feel that's enough cuts to the dairy program at this point.
You were talking about the Farm Bill, and do you think the Farm Bill is going to get through? Will this be a part of the Farm Bill, and will they get a Farm Bill through yet this year?
The general consensus is National Milk would love to see it move forward. It's always been that dairy's been the last one to be voted on, and it always kind of brings up the hind end of everything else. So let's see if we can push it forward and show that dairy farmers are willing to take their cuts on the national scene.
One of the drawbacks has always been dairy has always been so contentious. A lot of times Congress tends to say, we aren't going to deal with these clowns. So how do we unify this time around?
I think by emphasizing the fact that instead of this regional infighting that proposed dairy policy changes usually end up at, this policy change will actually lift all boats. We will become more market-driven, market-oriented, and it should improve the bottom line for all producers' paychecks.
So now how does Wisconsin Farm Bureau help to go out and promote this?
Well, you're helping right now, and we intend to do a full court press with our congressional offices, and we have some people in key positions like Paul Ryan, who I think is looking for our input on this, and so we're not going to stay quiet.
Have you guys talked to Ryan about this specific proposal?
Yes, we have. We've talked to all of our congressional offices about this proposal. But now that we've come out officially endorsing the proposal, we are going to reconnect with our offices and run that banner up the flagpole a little bit higher.